Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We'll have a very short dua because most of you are awake whole night last night. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the ibadah that took place. Hadrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, one day after Fajr Salah, I sat in the place where I normally make my Salat in the masjid, in the house, on my musalla. And after Fajr, I was engaged in some ibadat, some zikr, tasbih, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the home. He came back approximately charge time. For after a few hours, he had some work and he came back home. When he came back home, he saw me sitting in the same condition that I was sitting from Fajr time. A few hours. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked me, that, O Juwayriya, are you sitting in the same position mundu faraqtuki, since I left you? She said, yes, ya Rasulullah, I was engaged in ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, that when I left you, I recited four words three times. If these four words have to be weighed and compared to whatever you have read and whatever ibadat you have done, these four words will outweigh whatever you have done. What are these words? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. You can recite it with me. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Adada khalqihi. Wa ridha nafsihi. وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah ta'ala is free from any defect, deficiency, any shortcomings, any aib. Allah is pak, saf. We say subhanallah. وبحمده, we are glorifying Allah with His praise. We are saying, oh Allah, you are pak, saf from any defect, any deficiencies, any shortcomings, and we praise you. Now, if you look at the four words that come after that, it is showing something which is limitless. Wallah, we are praising you, glorifying you so much, so much, so much. As we see, there is no limits, there is no bounds. Adada khalqihi. How much we are praising you and how much we are glorifying you? That amount of makhluq that you have created. Insan alone, so much Allah, so many insan Allah has created. Then jinnat, then the animals, then the other billions of creatures Allah Ta'ala has created. So, oh Allah, we glorifying you so much that is equivalent to the number of your makhluk that you have created. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqi. Wa ridha nafsihi. And oh Allah, we are glorifying and praising you so much that amount that you have become pleased. Now, how many times Allah must have become pleased? How many times Allah is becoming pleased? Just with Nabiya Kareem alone, Sahaba alone, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, all the pious people, how much Allah has sent down His pleasure. Oh Allah, that amount of time, how much you are pleased, I am glorifying you. So, wa ridha nafsihi. Wa zinata arshihi, and I am praising you, I am glorifying you so much that is equivalent to the weight of your arsh. Allah's arsh is so heavy that Allah Ta'ala has kept 8 angels to just carry His arsh. So, Wallah, we are glorifying and praising you that extent and that amount that is equivalent to the weight and size of your arsh. وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ and وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ. Midad means ink, kalimat means words. Wallah, that amount of ink that has been used in praising you. Right from the time of Adam alayhi salatu salam, all the people who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have to collect all those words, Allah Himself has praised Him. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has praised Allah. All the Anbiya Alayhi Musallatu Wasallam, the pious people. That amount of kalimat which are talking about Allah Ta'ala's awsaf, His kamalat, His perfection, His beauty. Praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That amount we are glorifying you. So it is so simple. Let us make it part and parcel of our morning and evening azkar. Morning azkar especially. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi. وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ. There's a lot of barakat in each of these words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the full barakat of all His adhkar. Today being Friday, there are many important things we should be doing, but two simple things. Recite Surah Kahf. A person who recites Surah Kahf, he'll be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. And also excessive Durood Sharif. We should make a lot of Durood Sharif on the day of Friday. Sallallahu ala Nabi al-Ummi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the shortest Durood. Whatever Durood we know, send a lot of Durood upon Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.